Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bit of the Stones bringing us back 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Help you with your small business. You got, you like to read, you like to watch, you like to listen, whatever you like, however you like to get your, to take in your information. We've got multimedia content there, and it's no extra charge. Use it all you want, and wear it out if you want. If you break it, we'll fix it. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Barry. He's Director of Marketing and Communications at the U.S. Commercial Service, an outstanding organization in the government that's helping helping small business owners every day to do business overseas, be exporters. They got a new ebook out called Exporters, The Wit and Wisdom of Small Business Owners Who Sell Globally, and that's available at is it Amazon?
Barnes & Noble, Apple, and Google so far.
So all those. So check it out, folks. Also, their other book, the hard copy, Basic Guide to Exporting. Doug, you're talking about some real-life stories, some real-life exporting stories from small business owners. Tell us another one.
Yes, Jim. Before the break, we were talking about one of the characteristics that seems to distinguish and to assist these companies to be successful in their global marketplace is the Made in the United States brand, and it's because foreign buyers not only appreciate the brand, but they also trust the American business culture. They believe that when they deal with Americans, they're going to get be treated respectfully and honestly and ethically, and therefore that's a support from a lot of other players on the world stage.
And they won't have to bribe anybody to do business with them like they have to do in many of their countries.
That's correct. We'll stand behind our products. We will do what we say. We will honor a contract and honor an agreement. And they understand that, and that's why when we appear before them, we definitely get their interest is piqued immediately.
Right.
Now, the third characteristic that sets these companies apart seems to be the idea of continuous learning and the rich learning that takes place in the international environment. That is, these companies, these people, these business owners, when they go abroad, they're constantly learning new things. Now, of course, you can travel around and you can learn new things, but the key to these companies' success is the application of that learning to improving their business processes, their management practices, their sales, their marketing, and ultimately the product
itself. Well, it sounds like these are people who not only want to learn, these successful exporters, but they're also ready to innovate with what they've learned.
That's correct. And and there are many examples of such innovation. One that I particularly got a kick out of was this one company that does exercise equipment. And again, there are a lot of exercise equipment competitors around the world, but these do particular. This company does particularly well, and it's in many, many markets. And when I say many, I'm basically impressed because 58% of all of the exporters in the United States, there are 300,000 of them in 2012. Sell to only one international market, and that, by and large, is Canada. So
they're our number one trading partner. Number two is Mexico, isn't it?
Number two is Mexico, and we can understand why they're number one, because they're close, they speak English, they have the same sort of consumer interests as with
and desires. Ethical behavior.
But the companies in this book, all of them are exporting to 20, 30, 40 different countries. So they're really outliers. They're really unusual. And so studying them gives you an understanding of what it takes in order to be that successful and to be so different from all the other exporters in the United States.
Right.
And so, a big one is this taking lessons that they have learned and applying them to their products. And one of them, with the exercise equipment, they went to Japan. And they asked the potential customers, you know, what would you do to improve the product? That's also a very important thing, is you ask people, how can this be better? Mm-hmm. And what they found out was the seat was too large. It was made for fannies of, you know, the U.S. population, not the Asian body type. So they were quick to change the saddle size on this in order to appeal to the Japanese market. And so the other thing is when you someone suggests something.
They don't have as many buffets in Japan as we have in America, do they?
Golden Corral.
They don't have any triple decker. They don't have as many triple deckers over there as we do here.
Right, or supersize everything. Supersize sodas.
Right, they don't have the big gulp over there, I don't think.
No, there isn't a tiny little glasses.
That's right.
You've ever tried to drink a glass of sake?
Right,
I remember
right.
One time going to a Japanese restaurant. And they were trying to serve me sake, and this is the intercultural, you know, blunder. And I had the sake cup upside down. It's small anyway,
no.
but it was upside down, so it was the tiny underside of it, and I was holding that up. They looked at me, of course.
I don't believe I would have told that on myself. So you had him the cup and said, "Can I have the supersized?"
Yeah, exactly. I said, "Yeah, can you pour me a little bit more of that?"
and by the way, Doug, are these revelations of your blunders? Are they in the book too?
Well, some of them are, but not many. It's not about me, as they say.
The book is
called, there are a few other blunders that you can read about.
It's an e-book, folks. It's called Exporters: The Wit and Wisdom of Small Business Owners Who Sell Globally, which could be you if you'll read this book and learn from it and realize you already have a lot, most of the capability and the skills and the critical mass to become an exporter. You just need a little help. That's what the book's for. That's what the people at the U.S. Commercial Service is for. So check them out. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back after these messages. Doug will have more stories for us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.